Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Randy Block giving a history of beef demand. We're back with Randy in just a moment.
Joining us now is Katie Cooper, co-chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Board Innovation Committee, to talk about what your dollar does to drive demand for beef. So Katie, tell us what's going on with the beef checkoff.
Thanks for having me. The beef checkoff is still using the iconic beef, It's What's for Dinner brand as a powerful promotional tool. It's been around for almost three decades and is still going strong. It's just 100% digital now. By cutting expensive broadcast television, we are reaching more consumers with fewer dollars by advertising on all the different digital media platforms. We're also partnering with popular online grocery delivery services and using the power of social influencers to spread the positive messages about beef to their audiences. In doing so, Beef, It's What's for Dinner reached consumers 1 billion times just last year, and producers made it happen. Your dollars help drive greater demand for beef in a new generation of consumers.
Well, thanks for joining us from the Cattlemen's Beef Board, Katie. To find out more about what your dollar does for the beef industry, visit yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.
The 2020 Feeding Quality Forum of the Certified Angus Beef Program went virtual this year. This last week, hearing from several speakers, including Randy Block with Cattle Facts, who offered a tutorial about the improvement in beef demand since the turn of the century. Around 1998 to 2000 is when he says the bottom of beef demand was put in.
Remember, the low in beef demand was basically 1998 to 2000. This was the low water mark in beef demand. Look what percentage of our product was selector or lower. Again, we were approaching 40%. And if you go back to the quality audits at that time period, one out of four steaks was a disappointment. Well, it's no wonder that consumers were walking away from our product. They didn't like it. It didn't taste that great. And one out of four of them, if they went to a restaurant to have a good steak, one out of four of them was not a pleasurable eating experience.
Randy Block says that the cattle industry got the message that we needed to improve demand. One indicator of that improvement was related back to the Certified Angus Beef Program to an extent, black-hided cattle.
The mid-90s, 35% of the cattle being black-hided steer after slaughter to a number that's up in here the last several years between 65 and 70%. Again, that's where it all started. Initially, producers had to make a decision, and they made a decision initially with black-hide. The second thing was genetics, putting more high-quality genetics in these animals where we had a higher predictability of what they would produce, and we started to focus on grids, formula marking, et cetera, to where we had an opportunity in here that we could get paid for more of the quality attributes that we were putting into those cattle.
Randy Block says we weren't doing a very good job of producing a good quality eating experience for consumers in the 1980s and even into the 1990s. If you figure an index of 100 for beef demand back in 1980, it had fallen all the way to 47 by 1998. That's when we hit the bottom. That's when we had some bad eating experiences for consumers. And he says we started turning things around at that point by focusing on quality. And he says one of the ways we got that done, paying producers for producing quality.
The base in here of 100 in 1980 to 47 by the time we got to 1998. I mean, that was an absolute train wreck for our industry. We were losing producers right and left. Again, nobody was making any money. Again, we weren't getting rewarded for the products that we were producing because, quite frankly, we weren't doing a very good job of producing product. We were just putting out there what we all wanted to put out. We weren't accountable. We weren't listening to our consumer. This is where the industry really started to change its focus. We really started to focus on quality, and it really became much more noticeable by the time we got in here, 2002, 2003, 2004. Well, look at this change that we've seen in here from the demand low, from 47 up to 61. What I would say to you there is right here. This is what's important for you to understand. That demand growth that we experienced as an industry from this demand low right here has been worth You could argue it's been worth anywhere from $225 to about $280 a head, depending on the way you want to calculate that. Again, a good midpoint on that is about a $240 a head increase in demand from the demand low in 1998. So this quality move that we've had, consumers have voted with their pocketbook and said, we want more of the good stuff. And they've been willing to pay for that.
Top hired hand for Cattle Facts, Randy Block. You've got the beef buzz on Ron. Certified wheat seed produces more per acre, and Joe Shirley at Shirley Farms in Alva has five tremendous varieties that'll help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Showdown, OK Corral, Gallagher, Smith's Gold, and Double Stop CL Plus, all out of the OSU wheat breeding program and all ready to work for you. Call 580-748-0900. That's 580-748-0900. Also, check out their Facebook page, Shirley Seed Farms, or go to their website, shirleyfarms.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.